You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at wqcs.org. This week, the St. Lucie County Health Department wants you to be through with the chew. That's because smokeless tobacco is no safer than its counterpart, the cigarette. We're joined now by Marcella Bianco. She's the Tobacco Prevention Program Manager for the county. She tells us about some of the dangers of chewing tobacco.
Through a Chew Week, it's a national, we like to call it one of our tobacco-free holidays. It's a national campaign that, just like the Great American Smokeout in November, this is for the Great American Spit Out, which the actual day is tomorrow, but we actually make a whole week of it to encourage spit tobacco users to quit using tobacco.
Now, do you find that these people are aware of the dangers that they face from chewing tobacco?
I don't think so. Because the tobacco industry did a great job trying to market their product as a safer alternative to using cigarettes.
What are some of the health risks that come from tobacco, chewing tobacco?
It's the same, the almost the exact same that comes from regular cigarettes. With the increased oral cancer and mouth cancer, throat cancer, because they're actually putting it, you know, right. The tobacco leaves right in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
So they're more apt to get oral cancer directly.
Just a pinch between the cheek and gum, if I remember the slogan correctly.
Yes, in fact, we use a speaker that comes in almost every year. His name is Rick Bender, and he has been affected, lost the majority of his jaw, and that's how he got hooked. Just a pinch. It's exactly the slogan that he uses in his speeches.
We hear a lot, you know, about how addictive cigarettes are. Does that also translate to chewing tobacco as well?
Yes, it does, because it still has the nicotine content in the spit tobacco. In any form of that spit tobacco is the nicotine content, and that's one of the things that's actually not regulated through the FDA, as cigarettes were in 2009.
That's so they can have a higher content.
Right.
I have to ask how popular chewing tobacco is, because, I mean, you have to have a place to spit it, and it's, you know, it's kind of ucky.
It's gross. Personally, it's gross. It's popular, and not to stereotype, but living in, you know, more of a rural area. Also, there are certain sports, like baseball, certain jobs, especially that we fire district, fire employees, of some of the police to also use the spit tobacco.
Now, you say some of the marketing being done sort of targets spit tobacco to a younger audience.
One of the things that's not regulated is that there's flavored tobacco in spit tobacco. So you can get cherry, watermelon, vanilla, chocolate. We do store surveys, and we have found over 40 different types of flavors of spit tobacco in our stores.
Oh. Do you have to be 18 to buy that?
You do have to be 18.
Okay. We've been speaking with Marcella Bianco. She's the Tobacco Program Manager for St. Lucie County's Health Department. The St. Lucie County Students Working Against Tobacco chapter will be on hand at the New York Mets game this Saturday with information about the harm which can be done by tobacco. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.